This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gator, we said we get to this letter sent out by Al Avila to Tigers season ticket holders. And we're not going to read the entire thing. We will read you what we think is the most relevant part. And then we want to know what you think this means. And whether or not, as a fan, this is a meaningful gesture. I think it's kind of cool when this kind of stuff happens, even though words put down on a piece of paper pales in comparison to actions. I like that they're kind of spelling out the plan. But anyway, this is from Al Avila. Dear Tiger family member, we felt the time was right to reach out to you directly before heading into the offseason. Needless to say, it's been a difficult season. We want to win just as much as you do, and 2017 has been frustrating for all of us in the organization. That said, we'll continue working hard, and we will never waver in our dogged pursuit of a fifth World Series title. Now, I will start reading the relevant parts. The construction of our Major League roster is taking on a more homegrown approach. We have committed to spending and investing significant resources in player development, including the addition of domestic and international scouts, minor league instructors, support programs for players, world-class facilities in Lakeland, and renovations to our Dominican Academy. Further investment has been made in the aggressive build-out of our analytics department and the introduction of CSER, a decision support program that houses reports from our talent evaluators as well as baseball analytics. Going forward, we hope to make good, sound, data-driven business decisions to position the ball club for sustainable success. Then it delves into sort of the ticketing experience, some of the things you'll see as a season ticket holder. Tigers are implementing innovative technologies to offer you more payment options and a seamless, personalized ticketing experience. Based on your feedback, we'll be offering early season ticket renewal and digital ticket incentives. It kind of goes into some of that for a couple paragraphs. Then at the end, it says, please know we appreciate your loyalty and support as we head towards our 118th season of this storied franchise. Go Tigers. Sincerely, Al Avila. Gator, what do you make of this?
I like what I heard about sinking money into the organization, not necessarily in free agents, but doing smart things that will attract people and make things more attractive to prospective players, like building up the facilities. More importantly, adding more scouts, international scouts. I think that's a huge thing, because how many times do you hear of all these international players coming up with the Yankees or the Dodgers or whomever? And they signed this guy as a 16-year-old. They signed this guy as a 17-year-old. And, you know, because there's no draft for those international players. And the Tigers are just, he was a 40th-round draft pick out of Creighton, you know?
Right.
So I like hearing that they're investing in that. The analytics part, you know, look, that's just where baseball is going. I'm not a huge analytics guy. I think it has its place. I wouldn't solely base my evaluation on analytics, which unfortunately that's what that sounds like to me, and I don't like to hear that. I think there's a balance that needs to take place. I think some things you just can't read off of a piece of paper. I think you have to see them for yourselves. And some things have to pass the eyeball test. And other things have to be evaluated numbers-wise. But I think it's a step in the right direction to make the franchise better. But really what it sounds like is just the Tigers are finally trying to catch up with the Joneses as opposed to being stuck in the 19th or 20th century.
My takeaway from all of this is it's going to take a while. Fans, it's going to take a while. Understand what we're trying to do here is we are trying to, the homegrown approach is great. It makes sense. It's the best use of the resources you have. It's cost effective. It's, you know, it's a chance to win because of your acumen, not because of your checkbook. It's sustainable. As he put it, sustainable. But guess what? To set this up, this doesn't happen overnight. and we're going to have to be patient. Now, that's not what he wrote. He didn't write any of that. That's my takeaway. And the approach to free agency and acquiring veteran talent will be to fill in the pieces when they swing and miss. Right? I'm sure they have an organizational chart of what they think their roster is going to look like in like 2020. You know, Christian Stewart in the outfield, right, and Mike Gerber in the outfield, and, you know, Bo Burrow's part of the staff. All these things.
Alex Fajedo, yeah.
And when, you know, Fajedo blows out his arm and Christian Stewart's out of baseball.
Wow.
They
that's a gut punch.
Right, but stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Then they supplement and fill in where they missed with free agents. I don't think the Tigers organization is going to be afraid to spend. I think the Tigers organization is going to try and build from within, which can net you the next Mike Trout and the next Giancarlo Stanton, or the next Andres Torres and the next Andy Van Hecken, who were guys that we heard about as, you know, this great nucleus at Erie that was going to be
the Erie Five.
That was going to be the wave of the future. Eric Munson was in that, and
Mike Rivera.
And those guys just didn't pan
Nate
out.
Cornejo. Yep.
They didn't pan out. And that's sort of the other end of the spectrum. It can work out. And you can develop a guy, draft a guy who's, I mean, like Bryce Harper, everybody knew was going to be great, and he was taken at the top of the draft.
Oh, people knew the Trout was going to be great, too.
But yeah, but Trout lasted till mid to late first round, right?
Still a first-round pick.
He was still a first-round pick, but there's plenty of first-round picks that don't make it. But their point being, we're going to try and build that way. We're going to try and draft. And it wasn't like they weren't trying to draft stars before. It just sounds like they're going to let them develop, and they won't be shipping them off for veteran talent the way Dave Dombrowski did.
Well, for me, it's more about the international scouting than it is about just the scouting of college players and high school players. That's the part that I like.
Yeah, I don't know if
like
you've noticed, there's a lot of international players.
Well, that there are. And the Tigers, look, they've got, you know, two teams in the in lower rookie league that are DSL teams. They have an East and a West. That's where Jose King is at. He's playing one of these teams. They've got a Dominican team. They're involved in it, which is good to know. But they need to bring. And they've got some guys in the lower end of the minor leagues that have a lot of potential. But it's so raw at this point that you just really don't know. But it's good to know that they're at least not just dipping their toe in that water, but they're wading in that water and they're trying to land something big.
All right, 248-539-9797. We want to know what your reaction is to this letter. If you got it, if you read it, and what is your takeaway from Al Avila's letter to the public? I know that these things can also be met rather cynically. People will read this and say,
snark?
Yeah, so what? Do it on the field, you know, that kind of thing. And I suppose you can just ignore it. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, you could just blow it off as nothing. Maybe these words mean something to you. Maybe they don't. But we're interested to hear what the season ticket holder that got this letter, or the person that just heard it for the first time when we read it on the air, what you think. Because it's an organization right now that it feels like the expiration date has hit. Feels like the expiration date on this era of Tiger baseball has hit. Those of you that told us the window was closing, we're more right than wrong. And, you know, I think we're looking at several years before they're competing again.
Well, certainly, obviously, time tells on that one. I think we've seen the expiration date on a player or two out of this group, and hopefully not so much on others. Obviously, the big one we don't want to see the expiration date on is Miguel Cabrera, because they've got a lot of money committed to him for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And trade deadline is today. We'll see if they're able to move Verlander or Upton, or I guess there's still some rumors about, you know, trying to float Kinsler through again. I don't know. We'll see. I'm interested, because I think that if I'm Houston, I make a deal. I absolutely make a deal.
We can't make Houston get aggressive.
I can't. No. But at the same time, if I'm the Tigers, I'm not giving away the store for nothing. There's no point. I mean, you've got a commodity, and you can go through this again next year. You can go through this in the off season if you want. If you really want to, you know, open the doors and say I'm listening, go ahead. then so be it. You can do that and wait for the offseason when all the teams can make a bid on it. But today is that that deadline day. I found this interesting when I was online this morning. I was on DetroitNews.com, and on their front page, they usually have a handful of sports stories on their front page. Not one of them was about the game yesterday with the Tigers and the Rockies and Verlander's start and how he pitched well. And
that's about right.
I was, you know, I guess I'm, should I be surprised? Should I not be surprised? This is several times I've seen this in the last month, and they're clearly not moving the needle with people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.